I was today years old when I learned that there was a toe wrestling championship.
What?
It's 99.7 DJX from CBS News.
We think you'll get a kick out of this next story. The World Toe Wrestling Championship in Great Britain.
Yeah. Great Britain is where it's located. They've actually attempted to make it an Olympic event.
I can't wait to see this video. Okay. These folks take their feet seriously, going toe-to-toe in an annual contest that dates back to 1976. Competitors wrestle around on the right foot, another bout on the left, then return to the right if a tiebreaker is required. The reigning champion is Ben Total Destruction Woodruff.
That's
Total Destruction.
Total Destruction is his name. Cage match name. Yes. His toe wrestling name.
Okay.
He suffered an upset this year.
Oh.
I didn't really believe it was going to happen because Ben's won four times and just goes to show, doesn't it? Like, give it a go. And you never know. You might just do it.
Yeah.
I might just do it.
Yeah. So this is a weird talent that you probably never knew that you possessed until you saw this. These people toe wrestling in a bar and decided, you know what? I think that looks fun. I'm going to do this.
This is wild.
And so this.
Who came up with this? Who's the grandfather of the sport?
Well, like I said, it dates back to a Derbyshire pub in 1974. I know they said 76, but the website, the official website says 74.
Okay.
And it has a rule book.
Yeah.
There's rounds. The wrestling is real. They describe it like arm wrestling, but it's with your feet.
But, okay.
So, first step is, obviously, you remove your shoes and socks.
Yeah.
You lock the toes. Two competitors sit barefoot, backsides on the line, interlock their big toes.
One guy is literally dressed in a Hulk Hogan Halloween costume.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they get dressed up for it, for sure. Yeah.
But okay.
Your hands have to stay on the floor, and then on the ref's call, the round begins. You twist, you leverage, you get your opponent's competing foot down and onto the upright, and I guess then you touch the stanchion, and the round ends instantly in the best of three rounds, best of five in the finals, and coin toss decides
in
the starting
foot. In one
of them,
their feet are taped together, but it's not always that case. But then it's like, okay, there's got to be some rules about how much you can push with your leg.
Listen.
It's a very small arena.
They have rules. They do have rules that, like, you can read the rule book and you can see the entire thing on the objective, the format, the position, the calls, the officials, the foot rules, the characters.
Some even painted their toenails, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, so that part of it is, it's part of it is like a big show. Like, think
the women's winner is crying. She's very emotional.
Abigail Big Nail Beach is her name.
Yeah
so they come up
She's
with quirky names.
Yes.
And so I was like, man, this is a weird
flex.
This is a weird flex. But a wild thing to, like, drop on someone if you're trying to get to know them. They're like, hey, what do you like to do? I toe wrestle. Hang on. Say that again.
Okay. That is one that would make me go, huh.
No, I'm serious. Take your shoes off. Let's do this.
No.
I'll show you how it's done.
I mean, for people who are weirded out by feet, this is nightmarish.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
There are, many people are weirded out by feet. Do you get, like, a pedicure before that?
I think some do, yeah.
Like, do you train for it?
So,
what would be part of the training?
All right, so listen, foot rules. Trimmed nails. You got to have trimmed nails.
Okay.
No fungal infections, so you can't, like, have athlete's foot or anything like
bunions,
that.
Bunions, plantar warts.
Yeah, any visible fungal condition is grounds for instant disqualifications.
So I'm assuming there's a foot inspection.
You can't.
Before.
Now, bunion, though, that's your bone. That's not, like, a fungal thing. So,
right, yes.
Chalk is permitted on your feet. Just how, like, baseball players.
Sure.
And, like,
gymnasts.
Gymnasts.
Yes.
Yes.
Boxers, maybe.
Do that for sure. Tape. You're allowed to tape your feet within reason.
Okay. Yeah, and like I said, some are taped together with their opponent. Not all the time, though. So I'm confused
I thought. I thought this. I'm not trying to like understand all this. Just an overview.
But it feels like we need to get in the weeds of something like this.
What is your weird flex? What's your weird talent? What?
First of all, I need to know, has anyone ever heard of this?
No.
Much less done it.
No, here? There's no way. There's no way anybody. I'm not even asking that because there's no way anybody has either A, heard of it, B, done it.
I'm tossing it out there just in case. What if someone rolls in and says,
yep. No one is. There's no way because I was literally today years old when I was like, okay.
You don't know everything there is to know on planet
Earth. A little bit more versed.
Wow.
I did. This is our job. Our job is to kind of like know this stuff.
This feels like something that would happen in Kentucky.
Oh my gosh.
Does it not?
Overalls, no shirt. Let's go.
If you look at the video of the competition, I'm looking at it. It's not screaming Great Britain to me. It's screaming
Rustic Frog.
Yes, exactly. That's what it's screaming at me. No judgment, but I feel like
Southern Indiana dive bar.
Yes.
All right.
This would be great.
All right. But what I would like to know is
amp it up a notch, put it in Jell-O.
Okay, see, now you're getting into some weird fetish that you're saying.
Well, it does make it harder, though, right? Get your grip.
All right, so what's your weird talent? Do you have a weird flex? Victoria says, my sons and I can pick stuff up with our toes.
Oh.
Weird's the husband
okay.
now.
Okay,
so there's a start. So there's a start. All right, 502-795-1997. I don't know if you've got any sort of weird flex that you'd like to share, something like that. We'll take them coming up. Don't know if you've got a weird little flex, a weird little talent that you like to drop on random people every now and then. Elizabeth says, I can tie a cherry stem, a knot in a cherry stem and remove the wrapper on a starburst without using my hands.
Nice.
I'm assuming tie that... Not in a cherry with a cherry stem
in
with your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tracy, I can tell which grocery store I'm in just by the beeping pattern of the checkout scanners.
Oh, that is weird.
That's random.
That is very random.
Yeah. Kevin, I can identify most fast food fries with my eyes closed. It's not a skill I put on a resume.
By smell or taste? Because I could probably.
I don't know.
I could probably by
taste.
Identify, I guess, the major different fast food chains. I could probably do that, too. Yeah,
Ryan, another foot talent. I can catch things I drop with my feet about 80% of the time. The other 20% is why I own so many phone cases. Oh, okay. Dropping the phone a lot.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Just talking weird flexes, we just learned of toe wrestling. They're trying to make it an Olympic sport.
That's the dumbest thing ever. Please, no.
The IOC has denied them.
Thank you.
For 30 or 40 years now.
Keep with that. let's stay on that track. Because didn't we try letting in breakdancing? I don't think they're going to bring it back.
I think that was a one-time thing. Yeah.
Was it just a one-time thing?
I think they did it once. And then, remember, it was that Australian breakdancer
right.
went viral.
Yes.
But I don't think that it's going to be around for the Summer Olympics for this next time.
No. There are plenty of dance competition shows where that can live.
Dustin texts, I can perfectly imitate the little doot-doot noise a microwave makes when it's finished. My family has actually answered me by mistake more than once.
That's great.
What a fun little skill.
That is fun. And then how do you, just one day, I guess, you just try to imitate it and find out, oh, you're pretty good at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, that's just one of those random things that, you know, you're waiting for popcorn to finish. Or there's you leave something in the microwave and it beeps.
Yes.
And then you just imitate it and you're like, I'm coming.
That's great.
That's funny. All right.
Talented people.
All right, those are
good.
What
a weird little group.
Love you guys, mean it. Mary Jane, I can write my name with my right foot.
Oh, wow.
See, feet things are...
I need to see that.
...are an actual thing. That's pretty cool.
Mary Jane, do that and then send us a picture. That's fantastic.
All right. 502-795-1997.
Oh, Paula says, have you not seen the video of the woman with no arms and she has a baby and she's driving a car and she changes the baby. She does everything with her toes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen those videos of people that don't have arms and they've had to literally learn how to live in this world with just feet. So
100%.
Feet are their thing. So yeah, I have seen that. So.